All the podcasts are up. You can go to your, I upload them in Audio Boom. You can go to your favorite place to get your podcast to listen to past shows. I went over, what did it say? I think I went over 600 shows the other day. Kind of cool. Oh my gosh, where are we at? We're going to talk a little bit here about the sponsors of our show: Northwest Bank, Woodman Controls, Des Moines Orthopedic Center, Heritage Building Maintenance, and Palmer Group. We will talk more about them as we move along in the show. Okay, so just some updating so you know what's going to happen over the next couple of weeks. Before, not thinking that we are going to have Big Ten games on this week during the Big Ten tournament, which is really cool that you'll have a spot to hear all the games. All of the games except for Iowa games. Iowa games are going to be on WHO. We will have other games. I'll go through those with you in just a second. But there are games Wednesday, Thursday. So I am on air today and tomorrow. Scott will be in here with me tomorrow. We'll do a happy hour sports with Steen and Scott tomorrow. Then we're going to go, if you want to check out, we're going to Grand Junction tomorrow night for trivia. That's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time doing that. And then I am gone until a week. I'm off all next week and off that following Monday. And then I come back on Tuesday. So we'll be ready to rock and roll, a little spring break time, a little time for to get some live basketball on the air. It's always cool when you can get some live basketball on. And remember that you can also go, if you can't pick up the signal or whatever, wherever you're at, you can go to 1700thechamp.com, go to live mic, click on it, and you'll hear what's on the radio. So you can get all that taken care of. So what we have so far, Wednesday night, or let me go back one. Tonight is the Southern Conference Championship, Chattanooga and Furman. It's going to get one of the first bids out there. Wednesday night, the Big Ten tournament starts. Ohio State, Wisconsin at 5:15. Minnesota, Nebraska right after. Thursday night is Rutgers, Michigan, Penn State, Illinois, and Maryland, and it says question mark there. And as I said, no Iowa game. On Friday, you're going to get Purdue versus somebody, Michigan State versus somebody, Northwestern versus somebody, Indiana versus somebody. Those are the double byes. Iowa got a single bye, and we'll talk about that here in just a second. And then Saturday, Big Ten semifinals are at 11:45 pregame. The game two will start after game one. Saturday, also later at night, you're going to get the Pac-12 championships. Sunday, you're going to get the Ivy League championship, the Big Ten championship, and Selection Sunday. I'm going to be listening to Selection Sunday as we are in Colorado. And then next Tuesday, first four games, 5:30 pregame. So you're going to get those as well. So a lot of NCAA basketball coming up. So enjoy that. It's always a ton of fun to get to be able to get to listen to some of these extra games. I want to take first some kudos for this weekend, right? Drake Bulldogs men's basketball team wins the Missouri Valley Conference. One of the first teams to get their ticket to go to the NCAA tournament. This is a outstanding team. It was fun to watch. This team has a little bit of youth, a lot of experience, in a very tough conference, came out and just throttled, which was fun. I mean, there was no doubt who the better team was. And congratulations to Coach DeVries, his son who played he played an amazing game. Tucker is an amazing player. You forget because you watch him play point guard and you're like, yeah, he's a really good point guard. And then you forget, oh, yeah, he's like 6'7", 225 pounds. In the last, they were up quite a bit, but in the last 4 minutes of the game, he played unbelievably well. So congratulations to Drake. Very excited about that. Trying to think, what their seeding's going to be. Do they have a shot at getting an 8-9 seed? Could they get as far down as a 7? Are they going to get stuck with a 10? I think they deserve in a typical year. I don't know if I have a leg to stand on sometimes, because it's just burned into your brain that power fives, power fives. No matter if they're under 500, power fives, power fives, power fives. You know, all the power five conferences weren't extremely good in basketball this year. You had some really good teams. You had a couple of conferences that from top to bottom, you didn't know who was going to win the game. And seriously, the Big 12 was unbelievable. I mean, it was just a battle. You know, I think the Big 10, I think, is really good. They're top heavy good. I really can't tell you how good the ACC is. I really can't tell you how good the SEC is. And for Alabama to take a couple of losses, it's one of those things that sometimes when things happen and individuals or coaches or players or businesses or whatever, and you go, you know what? It is more important for us. And I'm not saying this is what Alabama said, but when you look at it in its totality, you know what? We have a good season going on. To be really truthful, I have no idea what happened, and we're just going to keep playing him. And, you know, that's that. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. And then the basketball gods come down and change the way you have things happen. I don't know. Who knows? Nobody knows. And I, once again, it's saying something about a college student athlete, and I don't want to do that. It's just, in different places, that situation would have been handled differently, and not just, hey, no one told us we had to do that, so we're not going to do it. Sometimes people just actually step up, and the organizations take care of things to make sure that we figure out if it's right or wrong. And then, you know, if everybody agreed and the young man should be able to play basketball, then let him play basketball. But you didn't have to play him right away. But you did have to play him right away if you wanted to win the SEC. It's kind of how it looks. So you have all of that going on. It's getting ready to be NCAA time. But I thought the biggest story of the weekend was the Drake Bulldogs. I really truthfully believe in that. I think the second biggest story, and I'll save some of that because Coach Kevin O'Hare is coming in today. I think the second biggest story in this state is the Iowa Hawkeye women's team with Caitlin Clark and the whole team and different players to Gabby Marshall. I mean, this was a team Big Ten championship win. Did Caitlin Clark play amazingly well? Yes. But this was a team win. When they needed, these were close games for the majority of them. When the team needed something, each individual on that group stepped up at different times and did something. That is a Lisa Bluter, Jan Jensen, coaching staff, managers, players win this tournament. That's what I chalk it up to. And so I thought that was the second biggest story. And I think that we will talk more about that with Coach O'Hare today. I also want to, you know, just pick his brain some on what might happen in this NCAA tournament and some of the Big 12 tournament and the Big 10 tournament coming up and what to expect in some of these. I thought the third story, best story of the week was intertwined. And this is where I get to make fun of myself for a little bit, which I'm really good at doing. I'm in one of those modes right now where if I want something to happen in the sports world, I have to be, I listened to Mike Greenberg today and we must come and have the same therapist, because I wanted Iowa State to win that Baylor game so much just to help that team heal a little bit. And after, I'll give a comment on what happened last week. Maybe I'll do that afterwards so I can get both of these in. I just think I wanted them to come out and have a good game. I wanted a close game. I didn't look up and say, you got to give me a win. And I did what I do sometimes when I know that I am the bad luck. I bet the opposite. I bet on Baylor. I bet on Baylor and I bet the under. And lo and behold, in 5 minutes into that game, it wasn't a game. I don't know what all those young men did for those 3 days. To me, it would have been hell. It's one of your buddies. It's a brother. It was hard on TJ. You could tell it was hard on TJ. And from the moment that ball tipped, there was a different TJ, Coach Otz, on the sideline. He was different. He was more involved. He was talking. He was chatting it up. You could tell on the sideline, people were involved. There were people getting in the game. We'll talk about that a little bit later too. It was just that game. And on the backside of that, the Iowa Hawkeyes had a chance against Freddie Hoiberg and the Nebraska Cornhuskers coming to Iowa City. And they had a chance to get a double bye. Give them some break. Give them a little time off. Give them some room to breathe. Not like going through last year when you had to win. You got to win these games. Come on, you got to win. I don't think they have to do that. Iowa State and Drake are all the same. They have leadership. They have people that have been there. Even down, if you're down 10, it doesn't matter. Even if you're down 20, you're still fighting. That's because of the experience in these teams. And with some younger players, but these all three of those teams, the Iowa Hawkeyes, Iowa State, and the Drake Bulldogs, have experience out there. They have people that know what to do. And the Iowa Hawkeyes knew what they needed to do. And it just didn't work. And don't see, this is something that I talked to a couple of my buddies today about. I think people underestimate Fred Hoiberg. And I think they underestimate him because when you look at him, he doesn't look overly concerned. He doesn't look hurried. That's the way he played basketball he played it with an iron fist, but you wouldn't have known. He has a pretty talented team. And they went in and they took care of business. And I don't know what to say about all that. It was one of those, you come back from that game and that could be it too. That Michigan State game took a lot out of you that I can't remember. Somebody have to help me on who they, I'm thinking they went to Indiana, but I can't remember where they went and they won. They had a really good game there, and coming back from Michigan State and doing all that. And now, hey, I get to go home and I get this game against Nebraska, double bye and flat. And it happens all the time, folks. It really does. Sports, it is so fickle. I watched golf this weekend. I've never seen topsy-turvy rounds like we saw all weekend long. Somebody starts off hot, four birdies in a row. Then three bogeys in a row, then a birdie, then a bogey. And you're like, oh my gosh. I mean, the Arnold Palmer course it's a tough course, but it's not that tough. Not for these guys. That's kind of what we were watching in some of these games. And I will tell you, the women's watching the semifinals in the Big Ten, man, they were crazy good. The women's NCAA, man, if people disrespect you this year, then there's no winning people over. You look at those people that don't believe and you tell them to just, we don't care. We're not going to listen to you. You don't matter to us, because if you're not enjoying what you watched over this weekend in the SEC and the Big Ten in the women's basketball, I don't know how to help you because you're not a sports fan. Man, there was some talent on the floor. And it was so much fun to watch. And, man, these coaches, they are so into it. Lisa Bluter's got to lose 10 pounds. She coaches on the sidelines like I coach on the sidelines. I'm on one leg sometimes. I'm on my knee. I'm sitting on a chair with my head buried in my hands. She's the same way. I love it, and I think it's so much fun. Bill Finley the same way. That coaching staff all over the place. So it was a fun weekend. Now we have the Big 12 tournament coming up, the Big 10 tournament coming up. It's going to be exciting. We're going to talk more about these. And one of the things, I even Saturday, I'm going to tell you, I'll try to remember this thought that I was thinking this, but didn't really want it to happen, but I thought this might not be a bad idea. You are listening to Scene on Sports. We're giving you sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic on 101 at Steam on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody's having a great day. Be careful driving home. I'm going to get you home in one piece. Celebrate this beautiful Monday. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment is going to be brought to you by Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can bank on, taking care of your personal, business, mortgage, agriculture, private banking, wealth management, and insurance needs every day your way. Locations in West Des Moines, 2 in Ankeny, 1 in Ames, 3 locations in Omaha, and many across the northwest side of the state. Northwest Financial Group earns top workplace award for the 8th year in a row. Check out Northwest Bank's mobile app for ease of doing banking whenever your phone is in your hand. Happens a lot. Also, take advantage of applying online for loans from Northwest Bank. Once again, don't wait and open up an account with Northwest Bank. Commitment that you can count on. Member FDIC. Okay, just a little, I'll try to do this quick every time just to give you, try to remember some of these. So tonight we have the Southern Conference Championships, Chattanooga, Furman. Wednesday, 5:15, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska. Thursday is Rutgers, Michigan at 10:45. Penn State, Illinois, 5:15, and Maryland against somebody after that. Once again, these all these Big Ten games, the one you can't is Iowa. We're in the market. That's a WHO blowtorch, so nothing there. Then you're going to get Purdue versus somebody, Michigan State versus somebody, Northwestern versus somebody, and Indiana versus somebody. So that gets all those. Then Saturday, your semifinals are at 11:45, and then after that game, Saturday night, Pac-12 championships. Sunday, Ivy League championship early, Big Ten championship at 2, and Selection Sunday starts at 6, depending. It's kind of a depending one. And then next Tuesday, we're going to get the first four games at 5:30. So that'll be exciting, too. I am in today and tomorrow. And then with all the Big Ten stuff, I'm off Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I'm off Monday to Monday for spring break. And then we'll be back in here raring and ready to go that Tuesday. I think it's Tuesday the 20th, I think, is when that is. So hang with us. We'll get back in the saddle and take care of that. Just want to touch on, I saw that huge, by the way, Jordy Bohannon fan when he playing for the Energy. Love watching him play basketball. University of Iowa against Nebraska. We had 21 more shots, 9 more free throws, 21 offensive rebounds, and 15 Nebraska turnovers, and we lost that game. That's a tough one. That's one where you just go, oh man, we've got to do, you know, you got to do a better job of, you know, it's just a better job of everything. So they're going to get it back. They're going to be fine. Because when you look at all that, this is, I like this one. And it didn't come on. I love it. I think I have to have that. I wonder if that's it. Let's see. No. Okay. Got to figure that out again. You would think that I would know how to do these buttons by now, but it is. There it is. There it is. But, you know, that was, it was disappointing. It's a double buy. And I was going to tell you when I came back that one of the things I was thinking, I said this to my wife a couple of times, and I'm like, after last year and going through that gauntlet and to win a Big Ten tournament at the end of the year, it's a gauntlet. I mean, that's a lot of good teams. You know, if they would have lost by a couple of points in that game, I still think they're a two seed. I don't know if they're going to get to a one seed. They're the number two team in the country if you go off polls today. Now, that's the AP. I'm curious to see what the coaches poll. I bet you the coaches poll has them. I bet you it has them fifth. I think, and that's kind of where Lenardi and all these guys have them in the bracket. They have them as the number one two seed. But AP, boy, they take those three wins in the Big Ten tournament against really tough teams and means a lot. And Iowa has six losses. And this is a year, too, that I think, listen, South Carolina, they're amazing. And this is nothing against Alea Boston and everything for Dawn Staley, who, if you are a female athlete, I don't even, if you're a male athlete, I don't think it would be a bad thing to have her be your coach and to be your marketing person and to be your spokesperson for your institution. If Alea Boston had four fouls and had to sit out the whole second half, they were still winning that game by 10 points because they have a bunch of people on that team that are really, really good. I just don't think the same thing can be said about the Iowa Hawkeyes. I think the Iowa Hawkeye gals could hang, and they could hang for a long time. And I'm not even saying it's the points they'd miss. It's the assists they'd miss. It's the ability to, when it's a tough situation and the shot clock's going down, she can make something happen. I think that's the most important thing. But I just don't think there's anyone even close. And I had a lot of talk over the weekend. I was up at the bunker, watched the last part of a couple of games, and we were talking. I mean, what she does for women's basketball, I don't know if you could put a dollar amount on that. I really don't. Whatever NIL she's getting, it's not enough for what she's doing. She's a spokesperson for college basketball. And that stuff matters, but you know, it's people are going to be what people are going to be. They're down. If you're down south, you're not even watching Big Ten basketball, so you have no idea. And you'll never hear her say a word about it. Not an award. You'll hear her say if she thinks she got robbed, or if she thinks that it wasn't called correctly, or a lot of different things, and she'll talk about how bad she played. Not very often do you hear actually talk about how good she played. And when we were sitting there at the bar top up there, and I think every single one of us at the same time said, of all the things she did today, there are like five passes that there's not a ton of people that can make those passes. And I said, I mean, the person just, you know, Magic Johnson, Steph Curry, somebody like that, right? It was a lot of fun. We're going to talk to Coach Kevin O'Hare with all that being said, and he'll kind of break that down a little bit. I want him to break down the Drake Bulldogs as well, because the Drake Bulldogs are a very interesting team. Yes, they're in the Missouri Valley. They have extremely good talent, and they're experienced. And these first two rounds, these first two games are about experience, because you can have a great player and they can have a bad game. And if you don't have other great players, you're in trouble. I just, for the second half, I watched Tucker DeVries play that game. And it was so much fun to watch. He's a sophomore. Come on. It is crazy. Gosh, there are so many things in sports today. Let me hit on this one. Mark Adams is the Texas Tech coach. His team has struggled this year a little bit. After he started out 13-2, you could tell things were in every game that you had them or seen them in, there were underlying things that people either for what they weren't saying or what they were saying in a weird way that there was something off with the team. He was angry about something in a team meeting, not to get in the whole big of it, but went a little biblical to say that instead of having all this ruckus and all these things, you need to do this, this, and this, and said something that you can't say it as the person of power of a college basketball team. You couldn't say it as a person of power in a CEO role, a manager role, a coaching role. You can't say what he said. I'm not going to rehash it on the radio because I have, you know what? I don't do this for, this is my fun job that I so enjoy doing. So I don't have all the legal jargon down. So I'm not going to, but what he said, you can't say. You can't, I don't think you can say it at any point in time, and definitely not in the basketball setting as a coach at Texas Tech. And I do not think he's going to have a job. Texas Tech is now, this is becoming regular at Texas Tech in basketball, in football. They have an issue. They have an NCAA following rules and regulations issues. They have some of the things that are being said issues. They have some issues, and they need to take care of them, and they need to take a step back. I do not, on this show, very often give Texas Longhorns any kind of love, even though when my oldest boy was growing up, we were the Longhorns, and we thought it was the coolest thing in the world. But the stuff that happened with Chris Beard, Texas being Texas, sometimes Texas has no issue in life, in any sports, probably academics as well, going out and being on their own. You know, they went out and got their own network. That's how all of this NIL and all the movement and everything that you're going to see here maybe in the next 4 to 5 months all started with Texas getting their own TV network. So they've always beat to a different drum. But what they did with what happened with Chris Beard is the textbook thing that you should do, and not a lot of colleges might have done that. They might have suspended him for a while. They cut ties. And I apologize, but I do not have the coach's name on the tip of my tongue to be able to say it, and I don't have time to look it up really quick. He's done a marvelous job. That was a beatdown on Kansas this past weekend. Here's the funniest thing in the world. So with everything that happened in men's basketball, and a lot happened. When you take this back and you're looking at the rankings, Kansas stayed the same with a loss to Texas. Texas moved up to, Texas is 23-8. Kansas is 25-6. It was a fun game. I still feel for Tyrese Hunter. I think he's lost in the Texas. I think he's lost in where he's at. I don't think he has a rudder. I think he's barely keeping his head above water. There are times he looks spectacular, and there are times that he's just standing out there going, well, they're not going to give me the ball back, so I'm just going to stand out here. I feel really bad for Tyrese. I've not that I know him intimately, but I've said hi to him a couple times. Seems like a well-adjusted kid. I just think someone gave him some bad advice. And not even that he left Iowa State. But I mean, if he's a Wisconsin kid, man, go to Marquette. Shaka Smart's up there, man. He understands. It just looks like he's lost, and that's never a good thing. But you have to try to figure it out. He has moments that he's really, really good, and he's so much fun to watch on the floor. But I kind of felt sorry for him there. But I still think this, and I'm gonna end on this one here, and just talking about this in the segment. I'm gonna take these Houston, UCLA, Kansas, Alabama, Purdue. You know, if then you go down and you say you have Virginia, K-State, UConn, Baylor, and Gonzaga on a neutral floor, I don't know how you pick these games. I have no idea in the world how you bet these games. If I'm any of these top 20 teams, I don't want Drake somewhere. I don't want to have to play Drake. It's an experienced team, handle pressure, can press, can shoot lights out. I there is no way in the world I'd want to play him. I'm still in that category of not having played somebody twice. I think playing Iowa State in the NCAA tournament is not an easy turnaround. I don't think playing Houston is an easy turnaround. I don't think playing Kansas is an easy turnaround, the way they play basketball. I don't think if Iowa is hitting on all cylinders and not making mistakes, I don't know how you prepare for them offensively. How to defend them. They are, the way that they play offense. You can say what you want about Fran McCaffrey. Love him, hate him. I it doesn't matter. I, as an Iowa State fan, there's times when we play each other, I don't like him. But if I'm an offensive guy, an offensive player, I want to go to the University of Iowa. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here in 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans. One more segment with me to end the hour. Coach Kevin
Council. Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in again, everybody. Last segment of this first hour on Monday. March 6th already. March Madness is getting going. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 The Champ AM, 101.3 FM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports Fans. You can always check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. Tonight, SoCon Championship, Chattanooga Furman getting in the NCAA tournament. Tonight, Wednesday, Big Ten tournament starts. Ohio State, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Nebraska kick it off Thursday. You're going to get Rutgers, Michigan, Penn State, Illinois, and you're going to get Maryland's going to get the winner of the Minnesota-Nebraska game, and Iowa gets Ohio State, Wisconsin. No Iowa games will be broadcast on the station because the Blowtorch, 10:40 a.m., gets those games, but we get all the rest of them. So if you want to listen to some Big Ten matchups, have at it. You're going to get some Pac-12, Ivy League, and Selection Sunday as well. And the first four games of the NCAA tournament, you'll get those a week from tomorrow. So a week from tomorrow, things get real. Selection show, everybody get brackets in. We'll get brackets out there. We'll have places that you can send in your final four so we can keep track. We'll do some fun stuff. This segment is going to be brought to you by Heritage Maintenance. Provides quality health-centric building maintenance and janitorial service throughout central Iowa and the Midwest. Provide the best solutions for building maintenance and commercial janitorial services. Heritage is future-focused and driven by technology to find a healthier and more efficient way to serve their clients. They believe they should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, be industry leaders in implementing health-focused innovation and technology, providing a peace of mind and protecting our future by being certified partners of science-proven microbial control to provide an advanced level of janitorial services to their clients. Go to heritagebuildingbldg.com to check out more about the cleaning and the future of janitorial services, Heritage Building Maintenance. Okay. One of the breaking things today, right before I came on the air, is that the University of Iowa has settled their claim with the University of Iowa athletes for, I do believe it was $4.2 million. I think that's what it was. Just about 4.2. It's 4.175, right in there. As it stands right now, the state appeals board is meeting now to vote to approve or block the settlement. The athletic department would pay 2.175 and taxpayers, because that is a public school, would pay $2 million of that. The state treasurer, let's start with the state auditor. Rob Sand today said that he opposes the settlement unless Gary Barta is let go, since it's not been his first such thing that's come about. So that is causing some havoc a little bit. The state treasurer, on the other hand, said he has zero tolerance for discrimination of any kind. Iowa should look into Gary Barta, Brian Ferentz, and other people named in the settlement. I think 10 days ago, 2 weeks ago, as normally happens, now everybody today is rehashing and saying, because the coaches did not want to settle. This is also not coming out of the coaches' pocket. But they did not want to settle, because they wanted it to go through, because they don't believe that it actually happened. I don't think a belief that it happened or not happened is still out there. I think some things happened. Somebody has to be held responsible for it. I don't know if anybody's going to be held responsible for it. Gary Barta seems to have a pretty good, he's got a pretty good seat. I don't think it's that hot. The Iowa coaches did not know today. They were blindsided by getting questions asked that they were going to settle. I just think that the University of Iowa needs to get through this and get this over. It's not something that you want to keep having to, right when you get into something good, then that stuff perks up again. And I don't think you need that. On top of that, so the University of Iowa having all that going through. Ja Morant is, if he's not in the top five of NBA superstars, he's definitely in the top 10. I don't want to get nitpicky on where he's at. One of the most fun athletes to watch play, very passionate about how he plays. And then you remember that they're 22, 23, and 24-year-olds. And sometimes they, you know, they don't have an off button. You know, you go through life, and when things happen, you need somebody there with you to try to keep you level. And he doesn't have that right now. He was caught at a club. I don't know if he was, it's so dark, I can't tell. People lightened it up, I saw it today. I don't know if he was handling the gun, if he had a picture of the gun, but he's had, this is like the third thing, gun-related, angry-related, that he's had in, let's just say, like the past 5 months. The NBA is going to frown on that. The Memphis Grizzlies should frown on that. He needs to... You know, I think listening today, that was the on Sports Talk, And to be really honest with you, definitely sports talk that had an African-American viewpoint being said. And what they said is something that I deeply believe, and I don't think it has to be black, white, any. There are people out there that need to be helpful and need to be that, I hate using, they need to be that beacon to say, okay, listen, you know what? That was not good. You can't do that. He needs a rudder. He needs to find it from somewhere. He needs to understand that you make a lot of money. It puts you in a different situation. One of the things that a couple of people said today, he comes from a good family, a complete family, not a broken family. A lot of the things that he's wanting to get in with that crowd, and the NBA is saying, Ja, come on, take a step back, figure this out. You have an opportunity. And with you know, people sometimes have such an issue with the amount of money that these young men and women make. I mean, of the 9 out of 10 things that somebody said yesterday about Caitlin Clark is, well, look how much money she's making. Well, who cares? You know how much money she brings into the NCAA and she brings that? You know how much money Ja Morant brings into Memphis? How much the NBA brings into Memphis? A town that needs that? Do you want to be on the 180 of where you're at right now? You want to be on the other side of it? You want to be bringing people forward? We need to be getting guns off the streets on people that don't need to have them. You need to try to help with the violence issues in some of these areas, especially in NBA cities. You need to be on that side of the fence. And it's hard because they have their circle. We all have our circle. I'm very excited. My circle is very boring most of the time. But we're also a helping circle. We go outside of our circle. And not to bring people down, but to bring people up. And he has to take a step back and he has to look at that. The NBA is saying, listen, this isn't something that I can kick you out of the NBA for. This isn't even something, you know, you're taking a couple of days off because I think that you know you need to take a couple of days off. We're probably going to give you a week to 10 days off. Maybe not out in open saying this is what we're going to do. But sitting down with the Memphis coaching staff and the management staff and the NBA and Ja, his agent, whoever else wants to be in there and say, okay, we're going to take a couple of weeks here and we're going to figure this out because we can't have this. We can't have this continue. You still can be you. You have to let all of these individuals be their individual self. But you have to have times where you can step in and go, that was not a good decision. Don't make us take something away because you didn't make a good decision. And it should be an adult conversation, and they should act like adults. Being at a club, not having a shirt on, having a gun is not an adult thing to do. And I think he's going to get better. I think he's going to learn from it. He's saying the right stuff right now, and I think we're going to be okay. What's going to be okay is we're going to have Coach Kevin O'Hare come in. I want to talk to him a little bit about Drake basketball, Iowa women's basketball, Iowa men's and Iowa State men's basketball. We have a ton of stuff to talk about. You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 1700 Champ AM and 101.3 FM. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.